KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. W.W. is Oliver Stone's exuberant account of the life and times of George W. Bush. Stone goes for the juggler vein. He juggles genial mockery and moist empathy without venturing any judgments on his hero's presidency. It's exciting to watch what Josh Brolin does with a character who has sometimes seemed to be playing characters on his own. Still, excitement has its limits in a film that tells us lots of things we already know, plus one thing Oliver Stone insists on until his patchwork drama turns into a hapless Oedipal parody of the making of the president. It's the poppy thing, the notion that W's life, and therefore the nation's recent life, has been driven by nothing more or less than a son's desperate search for approval from a father who doesn't approve of him. Maybe that's simplistic nonsense, maybe not, but it's far from an original thought, and the movie keeps coming back to it like some psycho-babbling brook of revelation. Josh Brolin plays W with unflagging energy. Not just the energy of a zealot, though there is certainly that, but the zest of a naturally gifted politician who's determined to parlay his gifts into a place of honor in American history. The script provides him with predictable, easy stuff, the ritual mispronunciation of nuclear, the obligatory misunderestimate, the random wanderings through rhetorical thickets. But he's great at the hard stuff, avoiding condescension, going beyond mimicry into empathy. When it comes to members of the government and the Bush family, the film relies on quick sketch impressionism with variable results. The young Laura Bush is lovely, as Elizabeth Banks plays her, but the script makes no more of her in later life than the comely, familiar presence on the TV screen. You sense the processing power of a quick mind in Richard Dreyfuss's laconic Dick Cheney and the steely will to use it in his role as the president's tutor. The other tutor, Toby Jones's Karl Rove, is a shrink-wrapped policy gnome with a prominent forehead. Condoleezza Rice is all tics and brittle sycophancy in Tandy Newton's smirky stereotype. Colin Powell is played by Jeffrey Wright. He looks like a homesick camper as well as an unhappy one. Donald Rumsfeld is a cipher, though that isn't Scott Glenn's fault. What's on the screen gives no hint of Rumsfeld's power in the run-up to the Second Iraq War. The most memorable display of power, raw and absolute, comes when Ellen Burstyn's Barbara Bush chases a dog off a chair with a baleful glance and a snap of her finger. Burstyn does wonders with what's basically a cameo. Her peremptory pooch banishment is exactly the sort of sharp, witty stroke that might have enlivened some of the more banal scenes, of which there are many. A grumpy poppy springing his scruffy son from jail, a generic Texas barbecue, a mawkish presidential visit to a veterans hospital. And the film does no better with two crucial experiences in W's life, his struggles with alcohol, which aren't really dramatized, and his religious conversion, which is covered by a glib epiphany in the course of a jog. Feature films take a long time to make, so they can't rival the sizzle of a Tina Fey skewering Sarah Palin. But this movie also scants the steak. In spite of Josh Brolin's heroic efforts, W is a skin-deep biopic that revels in its antic shallowness. I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal, back on KCRW next week with more reviews.